Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
With all due respect, let's get the small talk.
I'ma give it all I got, I'ma give it all I got. All I got, yeah. I gave it all I got, I'ma give it all I got.
Welcome to Let's Skip the Small Talk, a podcast show where we talk about it all, one topic at a time. I'm your host, Tyconis Allison. With that being said, ready, set, stimulate.
Let's get small talk.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into episode 136 of Let's Skip the Small Talk. Today is going to be a very special episode. It's going to be a super episode. It's going to be an honest episode. It's going to be many things. How about that? Today, we are a mere few days away from celebrating our 1 year anniversary of Let's Skip the Small Talk. Wow. Wow. Can you guys believe it? It's been a year already since we've been rocking and riding and rolling. A year in just a few days. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about what it takes to be all in. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Oh, this is going to be a real good one. You guys, hang on to your seats because this roller coaster is going to take off. But first, let's talk about the podcast. If you enjoy Let's Give the Small Talk and you would like to help the podcast reach its fullest potential, please continue to do what you have been doing. Word of mouth has been amazing. Simply texting the episode link to 1, 2, 3, 4 people in your phone have been amazing. You guys have been great. I'm so appreciative. I am full of gratitude and thankfulness. Wow. We've come such a long way. Just please continue doing what you have been doing. I deeply appreciate it. Let's keep rocking and rolling. Let's keep this train going. All right, let's kick this show off with a little motivation. 3, 2, 1, score! Goal season is here. I repeat, goal season is here. Everyone who knows what today is, I want you to put your hands up in the air right now, right now, right now, right now. Get those fists up. Curl those arms up. Let me see those muscles. Because it is Finish Strong Friday. It is Finish Strong Friday. Once again, put your arm up in the air. Curl that arm. Let me see those muscles because it's Finish Strong Friday. Y'all know what today is. We've been doing this for way too long to not know what today is. We have been way too consistent to not know what today is. We have been way too dedicated to not know what today is. Today is our day to shine. Today is our day to shine. Today is the day we get to look ourselves in the mirror and hold ourselves accountable. Today is our day. Finish Strong Friday. It's not for everyone. It's not. Finish Strong Friday is actually for a select few because of everything that it takes. It takes integrity. It takes accountability. It takes responsibility. It takes transparency. It takes honesty. I can keep going on and on. Finish Strong Friday takes a lot. On top of that, it takes executing. It takes executing everything you wrote down on your checklist. That's what it takes. Finish Strong Friday. We've been here countless Fridays. Let's keep it going. Finish Strong Friday. And when you are done doing everything you said you were going to do, because I believe in you, I want you to kick back and relax. because you do deserve it. You must balance it out. Okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to buckle up. We are about to go for a ride. Let's take it back to a year ago, right? A year ago, Let's Get the Small Talk was launched exactly on October 26, October 26, 2020. We all remember how 2020 was. There was a lot going on. The world was in disarray and everyone was trying to figure it out. And so was I. I was in the midst of trying to figure it out because everything I knew as far as blueprint wise was out the door, right? So everything was brand new. Everything was ground level. Everything was just figuring it out from scratch. So the podcast was launched. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And shout out to my beautiful fiance, Alicia. She was there with me on episode one, Relationship Maintenance. And we actually have something very, very special for you guys next week in celebration of our 1 year anniversary. Very, very special. But right now, let's stay right here, right? Let's stay right here on this journey. So a year ago, the podcast was kicked off. And if I told you that I could see how things would turn out or how things would be exactly 1 year later, I couldn't have imagined it. I couldn't have because of everything that I have learned and experienced and endured over this year. You just can't forecast that. You can't plan for that. You can't project that. And that's the most beautiful part of this journey. I want to break it down in three different categories. I want to kick it off with impact. That's where I want to begin. One thing I learned about this podcast along the way is it's not about me. It is bigger than me. There has been multiple episodes that have helped multiple people, countless people. I've received various messages, various phone calls, and even conversations in person, just people truly, truly opening up and sharing their experiences of a situation that I just discussed in an episode. And that truly means the world to me because I tell Alicia all the time, that's what I call real paychecks, right? Those are real paychecks. It's no number in the world that someone can write on a check that can give me the feeling that those conversations give me. I'm just being honest with you. It's called fulfillment. Those conversations fulfill me and they make me want to keep going and never stop. It's those conversations, right? It's those conversations where someone come and talk to me about the episode and they tell me their side, their opinion, how they feel. And we have an exchange back and forth and we're trading ideas and we're picking up new perspectives and we're growing literally right there in front of each other. You can't pay me for that. You can't. You cannot write a number down on a check. You cannot send a wire that will make me feel that exact same way. You cannot. See, that is what I talk to people about all the time, right? When you're doing this, right? When you have a podcast, if you are in it looking for the money, I don't know how long you will last. Because it's more than money. It's not even about money. Money is a bonus. My father has always taught me that. If you work hard, son, you will get any and everything you've earned, right? So money, compensation is a bonus. The reason why we're here is much, much more than that. So if you ever consider getting into podcasting, make sure you have a purpose. Make sure you have a why, right? Because if you're going to continuously to keep coming back and back and back to the microphone and to have something to say of substance, you must have a why, not a paycheck. All right? I want to stay right here. I want to keep talking about impact, right? So these conversations that I'm having with individuals, with family members, with friends, with strangers, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I couldn't describe it any other way. I'm just so grateful. So grateful when people write me emails or Facebook messages, or they send me ideas of things to talk about and things they want to hear discussed, and they want to hear my opinion on just the input. Oh, guys, we're talking about impact here. We're talking about truly, truly making a difference. I've stated numerous times that my purpose in this world, the only reason why I am alive, is to make a positive difference in the world. And every time I receive one of those messages, I have one of those conversations, it fulfills me, because I am fulfilling my purpose. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. So grateful. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you for everyone that has listened to one episode. And thank you to everyone that has listened to every single episode. Thank you. Thank you to everyone across the world. We are in all six continents. We have been listened to everywhere. Everywhere. Over 40 different countries. Everywhere. Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. You guys don't understand. Seriously, I want you to stay right here with me. Stay right here with me. The fact that you are taking time out of your day, out of your 24 hours, to sit down and tune in, I am forever grateful to you, because we know time is a luxury. Time doesn't go backwards. Whatever you use your time on throughout the day, that's where it was allotted to. You don't get more than 24 hours. You don't. And the fact that you chose to spend 30 minutes with me, 20 minutes with me, 45 minutes with me. Some episodes have been up to an hour and 50 minutes with me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I want to talk about the second part here, right? We're breaking it down into three parts. I want to talk about responsibility. You don't get to episode 136 without being responsible. You don't get to have a podcast that has lasted a year without being responsible. You don't. For anyone that is considering launching a podcast, and I highly recommend that you do, one of the biggest things you must be is responsible. And when I talk about responsibility, it's not about dedication. That's a part of it, but that's not it. When I talk about responsibility, I'm talking about quality over quantity. I want you to listen close. When I talk about responsibility, I'm talking about quality over quantity. I want you to hear me out, so I'm going to say it one more time. When I talk about responsibility, I am talking about quality over quantity. People don't have time to waste. So don't waste people's time. Okay? I know you know exactly what I mean by that. So we're not here to simply run up the numbers, right? We're not here to say, oh, 564 people listened to the last episode. We're not here to say, oh, I did 115 episodes. No, that's not what we're here for. That's not what we're here for. We are here to put out quality material each and every time. There is no excuse. There is no excuse. Guys, I want you to stay right here with me. When you tell someone that you are publishing 2 or 3 episodes a week and you want them to tune in, you need to make sure it is worth their while. Period. Period. You must be responsible. This is not a game. It's not a game because people don't get their time back. Someone gave you the opportunity. You need to seize it. Each and every episode, you give it your all as if it was the first episode you ever recorded. Remember that. Don't ever get sloppy. I remember the first episode, the very first episode. I was so worried about, how will I transition? How will I segue? How will I say this? How will my tone be? How will I deliver this? Granted, with repetition, you get better because repetition is the key to learning. But don't you ever get comfortable where you feel like you do not need to do the things you used to do before. Don't you ever get that comfortable. Don't you ever get that comfortable. Remember, people are deciding to spend their time with you. Make it worth their while. Be responsible. Be responsible. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned this last year. I don't like my time being wasted. So I do not like wasting people's time. Here's another thing. When you do, and this is going to lead to the part 3. When you do commit, I want to talk about commitment. When you do commit to X amount of episodes per week, right? One of the things that you can't foresee is creativity. You cannot. You cannot. When I first launched the podcast, I probably had the first 8 episodes in mind, right? 8 to 10, right? 8 to 10 things I want to talk about. Well, when episode 15 comes, it's not on that list that was from 8 to 10. And what I mean by that is it's not easy being creative, right? Some days the juices are there, some days they aren't. But when they aren't, that's not an excuse for you not to create. I want you to listen very closely. I want you to hear me out, please. Just because the creativity is not there, that doesn't give you an out to not create. No. No, 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 no. You made a commitment. You must find that creativity. I don't care where you look. You must find it and you must pull it out and you must deliver. I'm just being honest here, guys. If you allow me to just be honest and just speak candidly, seriously, it is not always going to come to you like the snap of a finger. It is not. Come on, guys. How many times have we spoke about balance? There are some days you're feeling good. You're feeling great. And there's some days you're just lost amongst the world. That's life. But that doesn't give you the right to not produce. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There is no slack there. What are you going to say? What do you say? What do you put out a Facebook post, you put out a tweet, you put up an Instagram story and say, guys, I wasn't feeling very creative today. I couldn't think of anything. So tune in the future. Hopefully I'll be creative then. What? No. Guys, I'm talking about commitment right now. Commitment. When you commit to something, you must see it through. You must see it through. There are no ifs. There are no ands. There are no buts. There are no excuses. Life is happening to everyone every single day. Once again, I'm only speaking to the people that can truly, truly, truly understand when I use the word commitment. Oh, it's the real deal. How many times have we spoke about integrity? How many times have we spoke about doing what you said you were going to do? That's the message every Friday with Finish Strong Friday. So y'all know how much this means to me. Life is happening to us every single day. The thing about commitment, and it's a true test to see if you're built for this or not. I'm just being honest with you. Whatever you commit to in life, it's not just about podcasting. We're getting bigger than podcasting here now, right? I'm talking about whatever you commit to in life. It is a true test to see if you are built for it or not. I'm not asking you to be a robot. How many times have I told you we're not robots? We're human. That's all we can be. That's all we ever will be. And that's why we always talk about balance. But what I am saying is there are some times in life when you are going to have to hold yourself to the highest accountability as possible. Because if you can't depend on yourself, how can anyone else depend on you? Right? I want you to think about that. These are all the lessons that I've learned within this last year. Commitment, discipline, responsibility, substance, finding creativity when it's lost. I've learned many, many lessons. Balance, trying to juggle this and that. Oh, and that over there and this. There's no excuse. This is not a pity party. I don't do pity. I don't. This is what you wanted to do. You're doing it. Be happy. I'm not saying it's always going to be easy, but be happy that you are actually doing what you envisioned to do. This is amazing. Guys, I want you to stick with me. Whatever you envision to do in life and the fact that you are now doing it, be happy. Embrace it and love it. I can't stop smiling. It puts a smile not only on your face, but across your heart where no one can see. And only you can feel. Once again, thank you guys. I am beyond grateful. Beyond grateful. For you just to tune in and listen and. Wow. It's what I always wanted and it's happening. Right? You guys, I know we've all had those moments before when you're actually doing what you want to do in life. That's amazing. It is amazing. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much. 1 year down, many, many more years to go. All right. With that being said, let's jump into our next segment. Have a treat. As you know, each and every episode, I recommend something for you to read, something for you to watch, something for you to do, because you deserve to treat yourself. You absolutely do. And today, I'm going to give you multiple treats. Today, I'm going to do something a little different. Today, I am going to give you three of my favorite treats of each category that I have recommended this past year. I'm going to give you three things to watch if you haven't watched it already. I'm going to give you three things to read if you hadn't read them already. I'm going to give you three things to do if you haven't done them already. And if you have, and if you like, do them again. So, this is hard. It was hard to choose between these treats, only three, because there's so many. But I managed to do so. So let's start with things to read. Oh, these three books gave me so much joy that I was just lost in their world. The author just pulled me away from my reality and just dumped me inside their world, and I was lost, and I did not want to be found. Book number one by Mildred D. Taylor. All the days to pass, all the days to come. Loved it. Loved it. It took me back to my childhood. It was present day to day in my adulthood. I was able to relate. Oh, Mildred is amazing. Once again, All the Days to Pass, All the Days to Come by Mildred D. Taylor. Book number two by Walter Mosley, When the Thrill is Gone. I couldn't put this book down. I couldn't get through this book fast enough. I think this book was the one I read the fastest this past year. And I read a lot of books. But this one, if I'm not mistaken, I finished this book in like 6 days. 6 days. Really good. Thank you, Walter Mosley. When the Thrill is Gone. Book number three, last but not least, by Britt Bennett, The Mothers. Really, really enjoyed this book. This book is a huge conversation starter, and I love conversation starters. This book has some things that will force you to have some uncomfortable conversations. Very, very good book. Well done, Britt Bennett. I can easily see this book being a movie. For sure. All right. Now for something to watch. And this was hard too. This was hard to choose three things. But I'm going to start off here with Exterminate the Brutes. You guys remember I recommended this quite a few episodes ago when Malcolm and I, we spoke about the Haitian Revolution and how it was portrayed and how it actually happened. Exterminate the Brutes was a documentary about different historical events that I've never seen portrayed that way. You know, I've never seen Africans sitting down at a table with Native Americans speaking about how they're going to deal with this new stranger coming upon the land, the Europeans. I've never seen that. but I'm sure it happened. I'm sure it happened. And so to finally see history portrayed in the way that I've never seen it portrayed, I was like, wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, my second favorite thing to watch this past year, Lupin. Lupin on Netflix. Oh my gosh. I started watching Lupin. I told my mom about it. My mom started watching Lupin. Everyone started watching Lupin. Lupin is the real deal, guys. Lupin is amazing. And I hope it's coming back. I wonder if it is, or I wonder, it got me thinking, is Lupin coming back? I don't know. It may not. But then it may. I don't know. Let's see. I hope it does. I want to speak it into existence. Lupin, come back for another season. All right. My third favorite thing to watch this past year. Mindhunter. Oh, gosh. I remember exactly when I started watching Mindhunter. It was last December. Alicia and I, we were in a hotel. We were celebrating ourselves. It was right after Christmas. And I remember just putting something on just to watch in the hotel. And it was the first episode of Mindhunter. And I was hooked. And that's when I just started going on this whole binge of all things Mindhunter. And yeah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. You guys remember that? You guys remember those episodes when I was talking about Mindhunter and just delving into the mind of a serial killer? Is very interesting. Very interesting. Yes, so those were the three things that I chose to watch. Now for something to do. My three most favorite treats that I recommended to do. The first one was the 7-day challenge created by Alicia. You guys remember, Alicia created a 7-day productivity challenge. And I really, really enjoyed it. It was very, very beneficial. It was very, very helpful. If you've yet to do it, you still can. Go to empowerherstory.com. That's her blog. And you will find the 7-day productivity challenge there. Print it out and challenge yourself. Really, really enjoyed it. Thank you, dear, for that. Thank you. My second favorite thing to do over this past year was creating the moral compass. You guys remember that? Remember how I listed off, like, I think it was like 40 different attributes, and you had to choose 4 to create your moral compass, right? What do you stand on? What is your foundation? What is your core? Who are you as an individual, right? Really, really enjoyed that. And my third favorite thing was grabbing a progression partner to kick the year off. Alicia and I, we did that episode, progression partner. And it was to have someone to hold you accountable throughout this year. This year is almost over. Have they been holding you accountable? Have they been pushing you? Have they been encouraging you? Have they been motivating you? Who is your progression partner in life? You cannot get through this life alone. You cannot make it through this world alone. You cannot reach the heights you dream of alone. So who is right there telling you to keep going when you don't feel like taking another step? Who? Thank you so much for listening, guys. I deeply appreciate it. This is very, very fun. Very, very fun. Once again, thank you for rocking and rolling and riding with me this past year. I have a very special treat coming for you next Wednesday, so tune into that as well. And let's just keep this thing going. 1 year down, many more to go. before you leave, I want to leave you with this question. What are you committed to? Thank you.